Garage Punk Podcast.
From Austin, Texas, it's the Mal Thursday Show with your host, Mal Thursday. That's me, baby, and I am nothing but a man. This time out, it's part four in the ongoing series, The Ballad of Mal Thursday, my garage rock autobiography, where I play a bunch of great records that somehow tell the tale of my crazy, mixed-up life story. As you may know, I have recently returned to the concert stage, having just completed an epic reunion tour with my old bands, The Malarians and The Cheetahs. I gotta tell you that getting up on the stand and rocking once again has reawakened the rock and roll animal within, and this episode is teeming with blood, sweat, and testosterone. I'm back, people. The music on this episode gives voice to my long-dormant madness, badness, and rampant egomania. So beware. I let off the show with The Pretty Things doing Midnight to Six Man from a 1966 BBC session, because that's my time. Right now, I got another one from 66 on the Morocco label from Fresno. Here are the Roadrunners singing about Pretty Me.
Bring me, but I'm sorry. King Marshall?
I think you're a bum. A useless, drifting bum.
Yeah.
I've been drinking. Now I'm going to drink some more.
Hey, little girl, I'm in a whirl. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm on my knees. Forgive me, please. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm not the man you think I am. I give you warning. You wake up and find me gone some sunny morning. Things that I said run through my head. I've been a bad, bad boy. My past is black. I'm coming back. Been a bad, bad boy. In my time, I've done a lot of things I better not remember. But you see such a change in me. I'm making you forget your resolution to run and hide from this confusion. You've got to face it. I'm a loser. I'm just a clown when I'm down. And while you sleep, I softly weep. I've been a bad, bad boy. Here come the night, we'll be alright. I've been a bad, bad boy. Just hold my hand, I'll take you where the sun and moon are always shining. One fine day, you gonna turn to me and see a silver lining, yeah. I've been a bad, bad boy. I've been a bad, bad boy.
I am a golden god!
Yeah!
Out of cloud.
hug him.
Mal Thursday presenting the Ballad of Mal Thursday Part 4 here on the Mal Thursday Show. That was Johnny, Kenny, Stevie, and Boom Boom, Les Klepstones with Play Your Game, originally recorded in 1985 and recently remastered by Jonathan Weiner, Jeff Connolly, and Rick Hart for its release on a 4-song EP from Triptych Records. And that one is well worth seeking out. Before that, from the Icon Records story on the Frantic label, Mad Ink said I'll Be the One, originally issued in April of 1966. From the Privilege soundtrack, Paul Jones, in the guise of Stephen Shorter, confessed I'm a bad, bad boy. We'll hear from Paul again in the next set. From 1965 on the Tondi label, the Five More said I'm No Good, which was later reissued on Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 1 on Crypt. Also from 65, we heard I'm a Madman from the first Easy Beats LP, and what can I say? It's all true. Started off that set with the Roadrunners' Pretty Me, written by their drummer Steve Heitkotter, who would go on to record a much sought-after psychedelic blues LP in 1971. Allegedly recorded while he was institutionalized Rocky Erickson style in a psychiatric hospital. After the break, songs about being in a rock and roll band on the Mal Thursday Show, The Ballad of Mal Thursday, Part 4.
Friends and neighbors, this is Michael Kaiser from Radio Oblivion, where I provide better living through discarded music every 3 Wednesdays right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. Make sure you're subscribed to all the fine shows on the GPPN, and remember, don't be stingy. Nobody likes that. Tell all your friends to tune into the Garage Punk Podcast Network, and I'll see you on the next episode of Radio Oblivion. That's RadioOblivion. And now back to the regularly scheduled show, already in progress.
Welcome back to the Mal Thursday Show, and as promised, I've got a set of songs about living the rock and roll lifestyle. And first up, a song which deals with the rocker's natural aversion to getting a real job. Here's Simon Grace and the Tuesday Blues with You Won't Get Me Working on the Ballad of Mal Thursday, Part 4.
Fool, 'cause all the things I want are free. You won't get
Come on, I just want to get loaded, man, please. You know?
Later.
I'm tired.
Later, man.
Get loaded later. What does that mean?
Back again, I don't know where I'm going now.
If any of you dudes want to hassle, man, just turn it on. Just turn it on.
say I'm out too.
That's right, I'm too. Alright, alright.
Little girl gonna be alright.
Places all night stand, see the good, have a million faces, because I made this life and I made it for myself. If you scandalize my name, then you scandalize yourself, because I'm not to blame for the things that I've been doing. You all say that I'm bad and I'll only end in ruin. All night stand with a different girl each night. All night stand with 200 miles to ride. But I won't give it up, long as I can make the bread. When I do, I shall stop, close my eyes and go to bed, and forget all the schnights of all people on my back. Once I'm free from these chains, I ain't never looking back. All night stand, been around, seen a thousand places, yeah. All night stand, seen a good half a million faces, yeah. All night stand, I can't get these people off my back. All night stand, said 10% for this and that. All night stand, tripping club and sweating hard.
Came from miles around.
They didn't come for the rhythm. They didn't come for the beat. The people of the town came just to stand around and see the singer looking sweet.
Mike Hutt plays the drums, yeah. Tom McGinnis lays it down on the bass. But the one in the middle sings, hey, just a pretty face.
They didn't come for the rhythm. They didn't come for the beat. The people of the town came just to stand around and see the singer looking sweet.
They couldn't have.
To be a star. They didn't come for the rhythm. They did not come for the beat.
Oh no.
The people of the town came just to stand around and see the singer looking sweet. See the singer looking. See the singer looking. Well, see the singer.
Watch me now.
See the singer looking. Oh,
time. Watch your sign. Float up to the roundhouse on a Sunday afternoon. In 70, we all agree, a King's Road flat was the place to be. 'Cause Chelsea girls are the best in the world for company. In 71, all the people come. Lost a few seats, but it's just in.
There 'tis, people, the joys and sorrows of being in a band. We started that set with Simon Grace and the Tuesday Blues, You Won't Get Me Working, then segued into a live version of Brightness by my old band, The Malarians. From the Finished in This Town live album, which has just been reissued by Chunk Archives as a twofer with our 1988 EP, No, and is available for download on Amazon, iTunes, and all the usual suspects. Or as a limited edition CD at the Malarians online superstore at jmdobies.com. That's jmdobies.com. One of the highlights of the Malarians tour was Jeff Connolly's guest vocal on Mighty Idy at Church of Boston. Jeff sang about the ups and downs of rocking for a living on the 1986 version of How Do You Know from Liars, Liars. And from Potsdam, New York, not far from where I grew up, the Chancellors sang about going on tour, while the Thoughts told us about what goes on an all-night stand. That's a Ray Davies composition, and you can find that one on the Nuggets 2 box set. We also heard Manfred Mann featuring Paul Jones, the one in the middle. Finished up with Mott the Hoople's Final 45 Saturday gigs, and although the details were specific to Mott, Ian Hunter's lyrics capture what it's like to be a band on the brink of breaking up and remembering the good times that are now just memories. Featuring lead guitar by Mick Ronson, who is jamming along in the background on a version of Guitar Boogie with his 60s outfit, The Rats, from Hull. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I just did a half dozen dates with the Malarians and Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs, including two shows at Church of Boston. Since the Malarians were unavailable to play the Friday night show with Liars, we had to settle for the following Wednesday. Now, the opening act that night was Element 4, an 80s throwback that was the type of group that made me start a garage punk band in the first place back in 84, when their type of shit was all the rage. These guys were like Flock of Seagulls, but with less balls, like Missing Persons without Dale Bozzio. I mean, they made A-ha sound like AC/DC. At the end of the night, there wasn't a whole lot of money to split, but apparently they felt like I didn't give them a big enough piece of the pie, because the next day their bass player, Sam Jordan, started a Facebook page called Boycott the Malarians. They steal from bands they play with. Well, Sam, back in the day, we played with everyone from the Ventures to the Pixies, Dinosaur Jr. to the Damned, the Fleshtones, Liars, the Cynics, and we never stole a dime from any of them, because I always split the take based on merit. Now, having a sense of humor, we reposted their boycott thing on the Malarians fan page, so now they've got more of our friends and fans on it than their own. It's pretty funny, if you ask me. Here's a sample comment from Jason Lowenstein of Sebado. Number one, if you open for a band, you get less money. Two, if it's Mal Thursday, you get even less. And three, you are a noob and should feel lucky to be ripped off by the Malarians. Thank you, Jason. I couldn't have said it better myself. Up next, a set dedicated to Sam Jordan and his band of synth dribblers, Element 4, on the Mal Thursday Show.
This is Joe Wimry from the Ugly Beats in Austin, Texas. You're listening to Real Rock and Roll Music on the Mal Thursday Show.
Yeah. You despise me, don't you?
Well, if I gave you any thought, I probably would.
You mean that you're in trouble, baby? You do. You mean that you're in trouble, baby? You do. If you think you're still my friend, you are wrong. Don't you understand? We can't go like this. Love will just kill now. You just feed me like a child, so stupid. I never believe you're the duchess, 'cause you can rely when you are through. But I love you so, everything was different.
Fucking cunt. Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
Oh, I'm a bad, bad man. That was a quick set of special dedications to Element 4, our opening act on the Boston date of the Malarians reunion tour of Route 9, also known as the Where's the Money Tour, fittingly enough. Seems these guys, whose day jobs consist of senior vice presidencies at the NBA, thought I was less than fair with the meager loot from the gig and started up a Facebook page urging their fans to boycott my band. The Sons of Hercules summed up my position eloquently with "I Owe You Nothing" from their 1999 debut LP, while Q65 offered up the tender ballad "I Despise You." From 1987, the Thrown-Ups opined, "Your band sucks," and the Miracle Workers made the simple request, "Go now." For the record, I did short them a bit on the cash, but they were literally the worst band I ever played on the same bill with. And the Malarians once opened for Fish, people. Hey, we may have stolen their money, but they stole 45 minutes of my life. So fuck them. Up next, the horrors of love and marriage on the Mal Thursday Show number 27, The Ballad of Mal Thursday, Part 4.
It's Wayne Fontana, the Mindbenders. Come on!
Come on over to my place. It's the swinginest place in town. There ain't no tables, ain't no chairs, but there's plenty of coats to go around. Because things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Baby, things go better with Coke.
Much of a hang-up. holding the soul like fire. You got all you want, you couldn't be no higher. Said you paint the town like you're a queen, and there ain't no place that you've not been. Then why are you separated?
I'm an unsuitable candidate for matrimony.
Then what are you a suitable candidate for?
Legal matter from now on.
it's my will of fact. Never wanna make them cry. Just get bored, don't ask why. Just wanna keep on doing the things I do. Got to work hard every day in an office to bring my money back to you. Sorry, baby.
This is pop art group The Who, and they're playing a number which is featured on their new LP. It's written by group member Pete Townsend and called The Good's Gone.
I know when I've had enough. When I think your love is rough, it's gone. It's gone.
for the painted ship. It doesn't get any better than the Garage Punk Podcast.
I told you I was out with my mother. You found out I was fooling with another. You asked me to tell you the truth.
Locked in your social zoo.
Mal Thursday, bringing another episode of the Mal Thursday Show to a scorched earth conclusion. This time around, it's been the Ballad of Mal Thursday, Part 4, another autobiographical edition of the podcast, dealing with various aspects of my personality, my checkered past, and my paisley present. We just heard a set about the difficulties of sustaining a love-type relationship with a nice girl, or even a not-nice girl, when you happen to be a rock and roll pig like me. That last one was courtesy of Humble Pie and the late, great Steve Marriott, A Nifty Little Number Like You from 1969. Before that, we heard the greatest band to ever emerge from the wilds of Western Canada, The Painted Ship, telling little white lies. I'll send that one out to Will Hay, the genius who wrote that killer number. And we heard The Jam with I've Changed My Address from their 1977 In the City LP, and The Litter with their version of The Who's Illegal Matter from the Distortions album. Prior to that, The Who themselves with The Goods Gone from a 1965 BBC session, The Eyes with I'm Rode Out, and started off that long set with The Mindbenders' Off and Running from the To Serve with Love soundtrack. This is Mal Thursday, reminding you to seek out the tasty reissues of my 80s garage band, The Malarians, In the Cool Room, and the deluxe two-for-one package of No and Finished in This Town on Chunk Archives. And also to download any of the other 26 episodes of this program that you may have missed. Going to wrap things up with a cosmic dedication, a ray of hope to cleanse the palate after the bitterness of the last two sets. Here's Lulu with The Boat That I Row on the Mal Thursday Show.
Don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. I don't go around with a local crowd. I don't dig what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying this thing so you know me, baby. So you understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross the ocean. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm done. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know. The boat that I row won't get to the sea. But I got the love if you've got the notion. The boat that